That was my harem.
Your
My
harem.
reverse harem. Welcome to the Incoherent Fangirl.
Where this week we have our second ever three-peat offender.
Yay!
You're making
I
the
just,
space.
because you said it in the announcements last week, and I was like, wait, we just said that last week, but
But it's the same person.
Sonora wasn't. Yeah, that was the announcement. I'm just dumb. Hello.
You've been busy
I've been
focusing
so
on
stressed
other
today, and
things,
we'll
so
talk about it. We'll talk about it without spoilers, but we will talk about it. I'm Mandy of Temperance.
and I'm Karen from Bishop Brews. Welcome back to the podcast, friends. Mandy, I'm
Welcome.
very upset because she's leaving me as of tomorrow for like a whole week. It's very
I
upsetting.
hope so. Well, everybody, well, by the time you're listening to this, we'll know if I did or not. So
Right.
technically, I'm leaving Thursday morning. Today's Tuesday for us, but
Yes.
I have a lot of stuff to do tomorrow in preparation. I have to collect children, do all the packing, all the logistical stuff. But it is currently snowing here. And it has not stopped snowing since noon, and it is 6:38.
Oh boy.
So the fear in the South is not so much the snow. We're fine with that. Everybody laughs at us in the South because we don't know how to drive in snow. It's that our roads are not cool enough for that snow to just accumulate. So it melts and becomes ice, and that happens on our roads, which means black ice and you can't drive on them. So I hope I'll be able to drive to Florida Thursday morning.
We'll see. It's a
Hopefully
couple days.
next week
It's a
I'll have a
couple
really
days.
great update for
I
you
hope
guys.
so.
Yeah, schools have already closed tomorrow, and Josh's work is closed tomorrow. I telework, so I'm still working, but
Right.
yeah.
Well, this seems like a good time to let people know that in our timeline it is January 21st, Tuesday, and in y'all's timeline it is January 31st. So you are listening to this 10 days in the future for us.
Yes.
So by the
I
time you're listening to
hope.
this, Mandy has had a wonderful time at Disney
Yes,
World,
I've had so much
and
fun at Disney.
she has sent me many pictures and I've been very
Yes.
jealous, and that's what this week has been
Yes.
between this
Manifesting
recording
it.
and when you're listening to this.
We are manifesting it. It's been a great time. I can't
Exactly.
wait to tell you all about it.
In this week in fangirling, but next week.
Yes,
But for this
exactly.
week, tell me what you did.
So I finished Yin Yang Love Song by Lauren Kung Jessen. More on that later. I also finished Shardless by Stephanie Fisher, which I read like the StoryGraph synopsis for you last week. So now I'm just gonna like give my spoiler-free thoughts. I do not for the life of me understand why this series isn't huge. Like truly, I'm so glad Brandy told me about it because I freaking love it. It has everything we love. Best friends to lovers, slow burn with pining, you know that's my favorite. Banter, insane world building, a badass female main character, female male character, female main character, fey nobility, magic. It's got like zombies. It's got everything. It's
I
got
love it.
everything.
Sounds amazing.
So, Tally is a human girl who survives a house fire and is taken by in by fey nobles, but she's lucky because humans are considered like second class, they're less than, but the fey that take her in are not like that at all. They raise her like her their daughter. So it's a fey male and his sister, so they are not like romantically together, but they are her pseudo parents. So she has like a loving family, and they also have a fey boy that's kind of their ward too, called named Sky, who becomes her best friend in the entire world when they're little. I think she's like 6 and he's 10, I think, when they meet, maybe a little bit before that. So Tally has a it, this is the interaction. What it is kind of a spoiler, so I won't go into that. But after this interaction, she starts seeing what appears to be ghosts of the future, and that signifies some sort of time magic that is illegal, hunted down. You are dead for this. So she flees because she's like, I don't want my family to have to watch me die, basically. So Sky is not having that because they're older now, they're grown, especially when he has a chance run in with her and pulls her. He finally is like, I'm gonna pull you back into the world because I see you're living in squalor. You haven't had a hot shower in months. You're having to like scrounge and beg for food. I'm going to hire you to guide me to this gate between realms. And I've got a job for you, and you can come stay at home for a little bit and have all of the food you want, all the food you grew up with, and hot showers. She's a sucker for a hot shower. I will give her that. So am I.
I
Okay.
mean, yeah, fair.
And Sky isn't so little anymore, and neither is Tally. And even though she's a lowly human and he's Fae, the yearning is chef's kiss. Okay. So the Fae have visited the human worlds and they've seen guns. So they've come back and they've recreated them to be powered by crystals that store magic. So they like store their magic into crystals and they create like human weapons and make them better. There's wyverns, there's zombies. Last week, I mentioned that Storygraph said it was perfect for fans of Sarah J. Maas and Holly Black, and it couldn't be more accurate. It's even narrated by Elizabeth Evans, who narrated all of the Throne of Glass books and just yesterday for us finished the re-record to ACOTAR. Like she posted on her Instagram stories yesterday
Oh
that
my
she'd finished.
gosh.
Yeah. So this book was, it wasn't like Throne of Glass at all, story-wise. It's very different world building, very different story, very unique world. But Skye, I love him so much because he gives me vibes of Adi and Ash River if the author had been nice to him. And since we know that I will love Adian until I die, it's like so far up my alley. And there's other characters that Brandy was like, this one's Morally Gray. I think you're really gonna like him. And I do, but this character is so Adian coded that I'm like, I'm living for you. Yeah, love it. So I finished that and then I started the sequel, Acolyte, also by Stephanie Fisher. I can't say much, but I only have about 3 hours left in the audiobook. Things are very precarious where I am right now, but I would have finished it today, but I had to read Onyx Storm, which I finished 10 minutes ago. 10 minutes ago. So obviously, I'm not going to tell anybody a thing about it, but I did write myself a letter that I will read last night when I was doing my notes. Dear Mandy, it's Monday the 20th at 11:52 p.m. I know you're already feeling like you're in the bad place because of current events and gestures vaguely. And I can't imagine that things have gone really, really well for you with this book so far, knowing Rebecca Yarros and not knowing what you'll have read by the time you're recording. And I know that you're probably sitting in your chair dying to log off to finish. I'm not. I finished it. But hopefully you're close. But I just want you to know that no matter what happens, it's going to be okay. You have an emotional support group chat waiting that you can unmute soon. I already did. Who you can celebrate or grieve with. No matter what, you'll get through it. There's an extra box of tissues in your nightstand if you need it. But gods, I hope you don't. I love you. Kiss Zayden, Riddick, and hopefully Dane for me. Love, Mandy.
You're so cute.
I knew I would need some emotional support. And obviously, since this is the third book in a highly, highly anticipated series, I'm not
Not a
saying a
word.
word.
Not a
If you,
word.
when you finish it, if you're listening, when you finish it, if you feel you need someone to talk to, I have a pseudo book club group chat going for it. You can DM me if you don't want to be like involved with, it feels like there's like 30 people in it already. There's more than 10. I know that. You can DM me. It's gonna be a long year. Plus, however long she said she hadn't even started book four. So
She deserves to rest, dude. She wrote
she
Iron
does. My
Flame and
heart does not
On.
like the my heart does not like that. My heart does not like that. I don't like that at all. I don't want her to rest.
Yeah, but
My empathy wants her to rest.
she's, yeah.
My anxiety is like, I sit down right here. I feel like the audios that we keep seeing in the TikTok, I don't know if you've seen them, but I have, where it's just a montage of Klaus Mikkelsen from The Vampire Diaries and the original screaming, Rebecca! Like over and over again. That's what I feel like. Rebecca! Get your ass over here. I need to know what the fuck is happening.
That's funny.
Yeah. So that was my week.
Fair, fair, fair play.
What did you do this 3 days? It wasn't even a week. It was
Right. It wasn't really a week.
Mm-hmm.
It's Tuesday. We recorded on Thursday. So I read Gwen and Art Are Not in Love by Lex Croucher. It's pitched as Heartstopper meets A Knight's Tale. It has been hundreds of years since King Arthur's reign. In the present day, we have Arthur, who is King Arthur's descendant. He has been betrothed to the English princess Gwendolyn because her parents thought naming her Guinevere would be too on the nose. They've been betrothed since practically birth. I think even before birth. So it's been a long time coming. But the only thing that they can agree on is that they despise each other. Not a fan. Unfortunately for
Oops.
them, they are forced to spend the summer together at Camelot in anticipation of their pending nuptials. When Gwen spots Arthur kissing a boy and tries to blackmail him, Arthur finds Gwen's childhood diary in order to have equal leverage, and the two strike an uneasy bargain because, mutually assured destruction. Reluctant allies, the pair cover for each other as Gwen finds herself swept off her feet by the only female knight in the kingdom, and Arthur finds himself drawn to Gwen's future king of a brother. It is so gay. I love it. It makes me so, it's like, it's so, I loved A Knight's Tale. I actually haven't read or watched Heartstopper, so I can't speak to that, but I loved A Knight's Tale way
Yeah.
back when, and this is so, like, it's contemporary, cozy, not really fantasy, but it's just, it's fun. It's a fun time. And
Yeah.
I love that they're like, well, you were kissing a boy. Wait, but you like a girl. Oh no, we are going to. It's like neither of them is going to out the other, but they think that the other will because,
Yeah.
they're just terrified because of the everything around them. So it's a
Yeah.
fun time. And they really do kind of figure out, like, hey, you're not that bad. You've been putting on a front kind of thing. And it's very cute. I liked it. And I also read Brood with Love by Shelley Page, which is a cozy contemporary romanticy. It's YA. You've got Sage Bishop, who is a plant witch who just wants to run her family's apothecary one day. She is determined to create a new tonic, a heartbreak cure, in order to put Bishop Brews on the map, and of course, to cure the heartbreak that she felt when her best friend and crush, Ximena Reyes, left town 4 years ago, completely without a word after their first kiss.
Oh.
Now Ximena's back, and due to short staffing at Bishop Brews, Sage's Nana hires Ximena to work alongside Sage at the shop. On their first shift together, the apothecary gets broken into, and it turns out that the failed tonic that Sage brewed was stolen and subsequently given to a council member's child, which ended up wiping all of her memories. She doesn't even know who she is. So, in
Oh.
order to avoid the apothecary being shut down for good, Sage and Ximena have to pair up to find the culprit. And of course, old feelings flare up again the more the pair are forced to work together. It is very cozy. It's such a fun mix of like fantasy and romance and mystery because they have to
Yeah.
find, like, it's a whodunit, but nobody's like, it's not life or death. It's very cozy.
Yeah.
It's really fun. It's very sweet. There's a lot of like crystals and herbal remedies and that kind of stuff. There are recipes for like Sage's different attempts to make this heartbreak tonic. It's very
Yeah.
cool the way that Shelley wrote it. And there are little asides for like the investigation where she has like this is the profile of who could be the burglar, and these could be the reasons why they stole it and all of this. It's very cute. So I highly recommend it. And that was my week. That's all I read. It's been 3 days and I was gone like two of
How
them.
do I have, how did I have three books to talk about? Who are we? Who are we? We swapped.
It was a weird few days.
Yeah, it was that. Well, do you have a fictional boyfriend this week?
No, but I have a new fictional granny.
Yeah. We love a fictional granny.
We do. It's Nana from Brood with Love, Sage's grandma. She is just so loving and she takes care of Sage so well, but she's also not like stifling and overbearing. She allows Sage to have a fairly good amount of independence. And of course, that's probably part of it is because she's older, she's an older teen, and also they live in a very small town. So, like, everybody knows everybody, but still, like, she allows her to kind of do her own thing. But she's also not afraid to, like, lay down the law whenever she has to. And the bonus, as my daughter would very gleefully point out, she's gay! Nana has a partner in this story, and they are just adorable and cute and love each other so much. And I love them. So
Love
Nana
it.
is my
Love
fictional
Nana.
Grana. Granny. What about
Nana's
you?
your fictional grandma.
Granna. My fictional granny. I have another one.
I would not be myself if I did not say Sky from Shardless because he's aiding Ash River in a different font. We're on week three of recording the podcast, and no one's bullied Karen enough to know Aiden yet because you don't understand. Okay. You don't understand. So many people hate him. I do not get it. It does not compute to me. I get stressed thinking about this. Anyways, he's Aiden in a different font if Sarah had been nice to him and not given him such the shaft at every turn. I also wrote Vin Chow from Yin Yang Love Song because he's smooth as fuck. And you know what? I don't want this to be a spoiler because I've had this opinion and I've publicly stated this opinion, and this is not even swayed by current stories. I'm giving Thanatos the seal of fictional boyfriend of the week. Watch me now. I feel like some of my biggest bookish flex is going to be I read Fourth Wing before you, not you
No,
specific, but like you
but
in general.
yes.
I read Fourth Wing before you, and I apologize to Dane before you. And I hope that in this and future books, that will continue to be the case. God, what happens in book five if it comes out like Dane is the mega villain? It would track.
You'd have to eat your words. But in
I would
your
be like,
defense,
I'm
you
Venom too then.
but like you have a pretty decent track record. I mean, you hated Tamlin from the beginning.
Yes, I did.
And a lot
I
of
did.
people did not.
A lot of
A
people
lot of
were
people were,
blindsided.
yeah.
I didn't like Cal ever in Red Queen, where a lot of people did. I was a Maven girly even when he was bad. Like, I mean, obviously, I was a Kaloran girly more than anybody, but like
Kaloran
between the
is
two brothers in Red
everything.
Queen,
Kaloran
I
is
would never have
everything.
sided with Cal. So, yeah, I mean, I do. I hated Dane when I first read Fourth Wing, but doing a reread, I was like, no, hold on.
Hold
There's
on a
more
quick
here.
second.
There's more here. Hold
There's
on.
something there.
I might have misjudged. So we'll see.
There's something
Maybe
there.
in season six or seven, when the whole series is done,
Oh,
everybody
God.
can be like, wow, she knew before all of us. So yeah, we've got Sky, Vin, and Dane. And
Good
Riddick's
job.
my fictional bestie forever.
Forever. That's fair.
I'm not saying anything, but I did say going into this book that if Riddick died, I would die with him.
She did say that. I saw that.
God, I will die.
That sound means we have an intruder alert.
Oh my gosh, it's a three-peat.
This is so exciting. Lauren, welcome back to the podcast. We're going to talk about Yin Yang Love Song. Finally, I'm so
Thank
excited.
you for having me back on.
Oh, we love having you here. I feel like you're just like another member of the podcast at this
Yeah,
point.
it feels like that. It does. Thank you.
All right, so you know the drill. Let us know the elevator pitch for Yin Yang Love Song.
Okay, Yin Yang Love Song is about a traditional Chinese herbalist who fake dates a bad boy cellist who is a heartbreaker, and the two hatch a plan to try to boost their careers.
I love it. It's so
It was
good.
so good. So we know by having spoken to you on multiple episodes and by the notes at the end of the book that you are like Chrissy in that you found traditional Chinese medicine a little bit later in life, but it's like a part of your life that you maintain now. But is the cello? Or did you have to do like research into Vin and his passions and like what's behind the passion for music and the cello?
Yeah, no, I've never even touched a cello. I considered taking lessons. I looked into it and it got complicated because I had to rent a cello and like it was just too much, but I wanted to like understand how it felt. I didn't get to that point, but I did do a lot of research with my ears. I did a lot of listening to music, classical, rock, cello. I also did a lot of research around prodigies because Vin is a prodigy and I am not. So I had to really understand what that meant for somebody because that's a huge part of your childhood. It's a huge part of your identity. There's a lot of, I think, struggles that come from having lived that kind of life very young. So I did do a lot of research around that.
I can imagine it feels like a stolen childhood to some degree because you don't get to be a kid because you're in
Yeah,
your room
totally.
practicing the cello. I
Yeah.
didn't even know rock cello existed.
Yes, it does. And so if you want to listen to music, two cellos, it's like number two cellos. It's these two guys who kind of like Vin and Leo, they play rock music on the cello. They did break up, so it's only one of them now
Oh.
playing, but you should watch one of their music videos. It's amazing.
I will, because like
That
I
sounds
know, and I
so
referenced
cool.
Lindsey Stirling to Karen when we were talking about the book. Like I know that there are artists who take more classical instruments and make them more rock and roll or more mainstream, but that is such a cool thing.
Yeah,
Makes me want to
it
listen
is
to them.
cool. Speaking of research, and you know, we do know that you kind of practice TCM in your personal life, but where did you get started with that, and how much of what's in the book came from what you already knew versus like how much deeper did you have to dive into it?
I had to dive pretty deep. I had done acupuncture, so I was really hands-on kind of with that. Like I had felt the effects of that and I loved it. And that kind of like sparked a lot of inspiration around. I knew I had to have an acupuncture scene in there, which lent itself beautifully, I thought, to like touch and all the like sparks that you feel with that, the zings of electricity. But I had to do a lot of research. So I do have a culinary background, so food as medicine is not too foreign of a concept for me, but I did have to really understand yin and yang. I had to understand qi. I had to understand what flowers and herbs could actually do for the body and roots and things. So I had a lot of learning to do there. And as every book I write, I am always like, I need to learn everything. I feel this pressure to like get a certificate in something, go get a master's degree in order to write like well about it. And I have to always remind myself I'm not writing a book about I'm not writing a TCM book, I'm not writing a Chinese zodiac book, I'm not writing
Textbook.
a textbook. This is really just supposed to like enhance and enliven the characters and make them fuller, but it's just like my natural like urge.
So speaking of, it's like a branch of TCM, but a lot of the book revolves around In Full Bloom, which is Chrissy and the Aunties' tea, flower tea line. Do you have a favorite like flower tea blend that you make that you can share? Because I was thirsty reading this whole
Oh my
book.
gosh. So there is a brand I love. It's called the Qi. So the QI, the Qi, and they sell whole flowers. It's all like hand grown and it's very like safe to eat and consume. And they have like roses, they have chrysanthemum, blue lotus, and jasmine, little rosebuds. They're always kind of expanding, but it's a woman-owned brand based in New York, which I love their stuff. So I
Ooh,
drink that
I
every
do
day. I
love
love
it.
having a flower every day.
Oh, I love that. I
Yeah.
want to now I want to start doing that because that just
I know,
sounds
because I bet
like
it's so pretty too.
it's so pretty. It tastes very light. It's so good for you. Yeah, it's yummy.
I really should start my day with a flower tea.
It sounds like such a great way to just like brighten up your day at the very beginning of it.
And you know you're doing something good for yourself. They also do have, I don't know what they call them, but it's like a green tea and they like weave a flower into it too. I think it's like a green and peony. And that one like expands and blooms in your cup too. And that one gives you a little caffeine if you need it.
Oh, that's so
I
fun.
love that. And I always fall victim to like, if you don't become, it's in the same vein as you saying you had to do, like, you feel like you have to be an expert about everything when you're writing. I feel like it should be that I drink a cup of flower tea knowing that I'm doing something good for myself, but I feel like I would have to, you have to have 3 cups of it a day or it's not doing anything. When that's not
Right.
how you should be, like,
Right.
just enjoy
Just
it.
baby steps, little things,
Any cup
every
of
little
flower
thing.
tea is good still. Like it's still good for
Yes.
you, even if it's not, I'm never having a candy bar again and I'm only drinking flower tea and I'm only
There's
chill
anything.
out, Mandy.
Yeah, it's all about yin and yang balance, right? Having them
Yes.
both.
So for this book, how did you come up with like the premise of it? Like what was the inspiration for this story? I know previously you had said like you had started reading Fake Dating and you wanted to try it. Was that kind of the jumping off point or did something else push you in that direction?
For that trope. So there are three things that I think about when that created the foundation of this book. There was, I saw a photo of Yo-Yo Ma playing cello in a forest. And I was like, what if he was a bad boy? Like, what if he was a heartbreaker? You know, Yo-Yo Ma has this like almost otherworldly essence about him, right? He was a prodigy. He's such a good person. He does good things for the world and he is so giving. And not to say that Vin is not any of those things, but I was just like, you know, there's a story. Like, I think it's, you know, he's talked about when he went to Harvard, he was like, he had a rebellious phase, Yo-Yo Ma. And I was like, what if that was Vin? And so that was one of my seeds. Another seed was TCM. So I'd been doing acupuncture and I was really fascinated by what that might look like set against someone who like broke hearts. So TCM can be used to be very proactive in your health, and you want to like prevent things. It's very preventative, but a lot of heartbreak, when you're heartbroken, a lot of physical symptoms and ailments can come from that moment. So insomnia, anxiety, stomach issues. And so I thought about how do you heal the effects of heartbreak? And then the other seed was Lao Tzu's quote, which is nature does not hurry, yet everything is accomplished. Which when I read that for the first time, I remember a lot of quotes that I read because sometimes I need things like that. But that one like stopped me cold. And I was like, whoa. Such a succinct, beautiful quote to just remind us that nature works on its own time and it's clockwork, but not everything happens at once, right? Sometimes flowers bloom late, trees leaf out early. These kinds of things just happen on their own. So all of those little seeds coalesced into the foundation of Yin Yang Love Song. And because I was like fake dating, I am loving these stories. I was like, what if he was a heartbreaker and she was a heartbreak healer and they would never have like normally come together on their own because they have these annoyances and misunderstandings about each other. And so fake dating was the vehicle to like get them to have to be
Them
together.
there. Yes. That quote stopped me in my tracks too, so much so that I took a photo of my Kindle and sent it to my coworker because we're both really struggling with burnout right now. And we feel like, especially with work, if someone asks us a question, we have to have the answer right now, and it has to be perfect. And it was just like, this is a reminder. Everything's gonna get accomplished. Everything's gonna get done. We can still breathe. We can still chill out. It's gonna be fine. I have to know, you mentioned something else. You mentioned Yo-Yo Ma playing in the forest. Is the firefly thing real, or did you make that up?
Oh, it's real. It's real. And I tried to win that lottery this year. I put my name in. It's a vehicle lottery. So in the Smoky Mountains, every like spring, April, May, June. Like, I think you sign up in April. I was really nervous about putting this in the book because I was like, I'm just decreasing my chance of winning the lottery. But I couldn't not. And so when I learned about it, because I wanted there to be a moment where music and nature go so well together that I wanted this a scene somewhere in Tennessee because I wanted to pay homage to where I currently live. And I was like, where could they go that's really unique? And I found that in my research and try to go, because you can bring a car full of people if you win.
Yeah.
And I didn't win, but I thought the universe would have my
That's
back.
so unfair. I know it should have.
Right?
I was like, this year of all years.
of all years. So you
So.
go for like a week, there's like you get one night, 5 days, or whatever, however long. And then the fireflies, you wait until it gets dark, and then the fireflies are synchronized. And I was like, that's magic.
That is
That is so
amazing. That is
magical.
so
I'm gonna
cool.
have to play the lottery because I'm in Georgia, so I'm not that far.
I'll
Oh my
fly
God, I
out.
would
I'll come,
drive.
guys. Oh my
If I win,
God.
I'll let you know.
Please.
You can have some of the seats in my car.
I'm gonna be
Girls
on top of the car.
I'm going.
Strapped to the car.
Girls trip, girls trip.
Yes.
So much, a lot of this book, even that scene excluded, obviously, but a lot of this book also felt like a love letter to Seattle. You even referenced the gum wall, which I can still smell like 7 years later. I couldn't, they were like, take pictures
Oh
with
my
it. And I'm
God.
like, I gotta get out of here. I can't do
Yeah.
it. So my favorite places in Seattle are Rachel's Ginger Beer and Beecher's Handmade Cheese. But do
Yes.
you have some must-see spots in Seattle for anybody who's listening who may visit?
Oh my gosh, great question. I'm not gonna remember the names. This is horrible. I'm from Seattle. Like, I grew up there. I was born there. I lived there my whole life up until I left for college. And then I even went back to live for a bit. I love those places. So good. There is a, and I think it's still around, but there's a plant-based ice cream shop called Frankie and Joe's in, I want to say it was in Ballard. That was amazing. There's a restaurant I think is closed now, so that's pointless. But there is a barbecue pork, that barbecue pork bun scene where she grabs a bun to bring to her dad. That's a real place in Pike Place. That is great. I mean, go to
Anytime.
the Troll. That's not food, but you have to go there. West Seattle, there is a place called Marination Mackay. And they have amazing sandwiches, and you can sit on. Oh my God, that like I just got a pang in my heart from like, oh, shit. You sit and you just like are like on the water, and you're like overlooking the Seattle skyline. And in West Seattle, you can see the whole Seattle skyline, which is so beautiful. But you could take a sandwich to Alki Beach, and that would be an amazing afternoon.
I only got a day there because we stopped there. We went on an Alaskan cruise and we stopped and like we flew into Seattle and we spent the night. And I had like a we used to, Karen and I both used to be in this fandom group, and so we had this whole meetup. And so we went to Rachel's Ginger Beer and got spiked pineapple
So
ginger
good.
beer. And then we went to Annapurna, which was, I think it was Indian food. I can't remember. It was delicious. And then we went to an ice cream place that the name is escaping me. And then the next day, before we got on the boat, we went to Beecher's handmade cheese. And it was so good. That
Oh.
mac and cheese.
Yes.
And did the pie. We walked up and down Pike Place and all of that. We
I
did
love
the base needle, and I was not walking out on that. There was no way.
Oh,
The
I
glass
did that.
whatnot.
Yeah. Our wedding was on Whidbey Island, my husband and I. And a lot of this book takes place on Whidbey Island. That's where the Wildflower Inn is. And his family came out to Seattle. We showed them around and we went on the glass floor and
I
terrifying.
know.
It's
I'm too
so,
afraid of heights for that.
I haven't been to Seattle, but the CN Tower in Toronto I've been to, and it has the similar, like, the glass floor. It's terrifying. Oh my God.
I'm okay with heights if I'm strapped in. I can do a roller coaster. I can do an airplane if I have a seatbelt. Standing on something and not having anything I can see under me. No, we're not doing
No,
that.
so
Y'all
scary.
can, you can go do that. It's not going to be me. No, I'm going to be on solid ground.
So
Yeah.
scary, so scary. I had a question and it left me.
That's okay. I was going to say something I wouldn't do is the jumping off of the building because like I can say
Oh, yes.
I cannot do that.
I was going to ask you if you did that to know what it felt like.
I was like, should I didn't even entertain that idea. I was like, it's like bungee jumping, but like vertical. So that's a little bit better, right? Your head's not
Yeah,
like
right.
heading toward the ground. But I don't know. I don't like height. I don't want to ever
No.
skydive. I have no interest in that.
No. I feel like my heart would revolt out of my
Yeah.
face if
Yeah.
I tried to
Yeah. It
do
would come
that. It would be
up
like, I'm
through
leaving.
the,
Nope,
no,
I'm leaving.
it's gone. It's over.
Yeah. There it
She's
goes.
dead. I
want to know about the inspiration for the party that they meet at, the Four
I
Seasons
want to go
party,
to that
because
party so
it's
bad.
so cool. That is the coolest thing that I have heard of. Like, what,
Thank
where did that
you.
come from?
Thank you. I appreciate you asking about this. I was wondering if that would ever come up. Because, okay, so I'm very, I love that opening. I kind of like that's where the vision came from. But the idea sparked from a New York Times article about this $100,000, like six-figure parties, right? These very wealthy people in LA, celebrities having like these kinds of literal parties for their children. And I just was so fascinated by that. They literally are like children, or they
Yeah.
have like a Taylor Swift party and they like have little stages for every era set up. And like a fire truck comes in for like a fire themed party and they like bring in shaved ice booths and like any, like whatever your imagination, wherever that can go, go there because that's what these kinds of parties are. And I thought that would be a really fun opening because I wanted to set it against like the Prodigy party. So if Vivaldi has a song called Four Seasons, or it's not a song, it's like a whole like series of music throughout the seasons. And I was like, well, like the most extravagant thing you can do is set up Four Seasons in your backyard. And if you like
Yeah.
live very like fancily and you have a giant yard, you can have a snow machine create snow. You can have flowers to make, you know, like the flower. What is that? The flower
The flower
crowns and
thing.
garlands.
Garlands and
Yeah.
yeah, all of this stuff to
Exactly.
make spring.
Fireworks. Everything. So I thought that would be fun. And I was like, he would be playing there only because it was a favor. Like, he would not be, he's too much of a rock star. But people like this get paid a lot of money to perform at like billionaires' parties. So it's not a total stretch. It was a way for me to set up too that he worked with a producer to score a movie. So I was trying to build his backstory. And then for Chrissy, I was like, I guess she could be a vendor there and she can be like having her flower teas and the actress who hires her and who's going to help her with her flower tea line has to drop out, but she also is like obsessed with the tea and the Wildflower Inn. So it just kind of helped me build the backstory, but also set up the stage for this celebrity. He's a celebrity, normal person kind of romance.
Yeah, it's so good.
No, I loved
I
it. I want
want
to
to
go to that party
go.
so bad. And I want to go to the Wildflower so
Yes,
badly.
I want to hang out at the
I'm not
Wildflower.
heartbroken, like I'm happily married, but I don't want to go to the Wildflower. I want some acupuncture and I want to eat all the good food and listen, talk to the aunties. All of it.
Gossip, all the
Me too.
gossip.
It's not fair. Yeah. Okay, we don't want to keep you too long, but as you know, we have several questions that we always ask. First being, do you have any new fictional boyfriends of the week? Vin was one of mine this week because he's so smooth. He's so smooth.
Smooth, yeah. Always a hard one. I did just read a my very first. Have I read a sports romance? Yeah, but this was a Formula One romance, and
Oh,
I've never seen a Formula One
I didn't realize
race.
it was as huge as it is.
I know nothing about that world. Well, now I do, but there's a book coming out called Slipstream by Madge Merrill, and the Arthur, his name is Arthur in the book, and he's a Formula One driver, and I guess he would be the book boyfriend of the week.
I like it.
Yeah, it was so good, and he's great, and there's a lot of verbal sparring in that one, so
Oh, I love it.
he's kind of like also this like has this reputation, kind of a playboy party boy, but then we learn who he really is.
I
love that.
Oh, I
I
love
also
it.
recently read my first F1 romance and I was like, oh, this is interesting.
I'm behind the times.
I can see how why the girlies are into it, but it's not my jam. Like, I would never sit down and watch F1, but like, I can understand it.
That's
Well,
like you telling me about your first billionaire romance the other day, and I was like, unless we eat them in the end, I don't think billionaire romances are for me. I don't think so. I don't know. How do you make a billionaire lovable?
It's fair.
We'll see.
Yeah, that's tough.
Maybe I'll give
That's
one a
tough.
shot.
All right. Well, you know that the other question we have to ask you is what are you reading and recommending right now?
I am doing a lot of like future reading. Although I am reading, have you read Last Night at the Telegraph Club?
No, but it's on my
No, but I
shelf,
have it.
literally right
Yeah, I have
there.
it.
Like, I could
Yeah,
see it from
okay, you
where I'm
have,
sitting.
okay. Yeah.
Yes, this one, which like look at all of these. Like, and it's like I can't even get over how beloved this was in the trades, but it's so good. I'm like zooming through it. I think that one's what I'm reading right now. I am also reading, I just recently read Alice Chen's Reality Check by Kara Liu and Jennifer Young, and that comes out I think in the spring summer, but that's like so reality TV, but it's like a little bit of a murder mystery, this romance.
Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah, it's a really fun reality TV one. Like you get like into the whole like behind the scenes of if you were on an island on a reality TV show
Ooh.
competing. It really felt like you were like on the show. They really,
Oh,
it's
I
not even
love
just like
that.
the razzle dazzle. It's like the like grueling. I'd never want to go on reality TV.
No, I just
No.
love to consume it. Yes. I just want to watch Scandoval play out. I don't want to be part of it. I just want to know everything. I just want to
Exactly.
know about all of it.
Exactly. Another a craft book I just finished reading was is called Refuse to Be Done by Matt Bell. And I like short craft books that I can like understand. Craft books have made me cry before, like thinking that I just was no good and like I didn't know how to
Oh,
do anything.
you are no good. Are
Like
you sure,
you know these
Lauren?
craft books that are like so intense to understand and you're just like how? Like I'm
Do
not
I know
grasping.
words?
Do I know how to do any of that? Like do I know how to
Can
learn a
I make a
word from them?
sentence?
But this one, it was not
You
like that
don't
at
need to
all.
worry about that at all. You
Yes.
don't.
Thank you. Well, I didn't
You're
finish
great.
that one. I put it down and was like, no. But this one by Matt Bell is a really good, it's a really good one. It has a lot of like actionable tips. It makes you feel good about yourself and it makes you feel less alone. So that one is also great.
Oh, good.
All
I
right,
love
we'll have to
that.
look that up.
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, I think we always have to know like what comes next. I know we're excited about Yin Yang Love Song, but what comes after that?
I actually don't know what I can say about it, but I am working on my next one. I am on deadline, so it's going.
It
It's going.
That's all we need to
Stops.
know.
Yeah.
Oh, we can't
I'm
wait. Well,
excited for it.
I'm sure we'll be just as hungry to read that, reading that one
Yep.
and to read that one
I
as we
hope
have your
so.
previous books.
Thank you.
Well, as you know, you've been here 3 times. You have to keep coming back. It's the law. We just, sorry.
I would love
For
that.
every single book you
Every
write, you
single
gotta come
one.
talk to
It's
us
the
about it.
rules.
I love I'll just keep intruding.
Yes,
All
please. Please. All right, everybody, when this episode is out, you can go to the bookstore and pick up Yin Yang Love Song. She's so pretty. I can't wait for everybody to read it. I think you just continue to get better and your craft. You're honing your craft, and it's so fun to have seen you from book one to now. And I
Yes.
can't wait to see what
Incredible.
else comes.
Yay. Thank you so much. Thank you
Thank
both.
you. Thank you so much for hanging out with us again. We can't wait for the next one.
Yay. Me too.
Thank you,
We'll
Lauren. We'll
talk
talk to you soon.
soon. Talk soon. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. I love her so much. She's
It's
so
always so
sweet.
fun to hang out with her. And she always gives
I
such
love
good
her, except for
answers.
she makes me hungry
All the time.
every time I
All
read
the.
a Lauren Cooking just this one. I was more thirsty. I just wanted tea
Yeah.
the whole time I was reading. I needed like a TIV.
Yeah. I
The whole
had
time
I
I was
just was
reading
like sitting
this.
there drinking, like sipping tea. I'm like, I have to go to the bathroom because I've been drinking so much tea, but I can't stop
Yes.
reading this book.
Yeah.
So much fun. I loved
Yay,
it. Yay.
Lauren.
Good times.
Okay, some
All right.
announcements.
Announcements. So next week we have on the podcast Vanessa Montalban, author of These Vengeful Wishes. Every time I try to say this title, I trip up on it. It's hard, okay? It's hard. But
I would
Emma.
have tripped up on saying trip up on it. You said that, and I was like, that's a mouthful.
Words are hard,
They
okay?
are, even though they're
Anyways,
a favorite.
we're gonna talk to Vanessa next week. I'm so excited. I am like a few chapters, I think I'm like 10 chapters into this so far, and things are starting to pick up, and I'm like,
This isn't a series, right? This
no, it's
is
a standalone. It's a
a. Okay. I
standalone.
mean, it would have been fine as long as it was book one. I just wanted to make sure I hadn't missed, like I didn't need to catch up on anything.
No, I would have let you know.
Yeah, true. It
Whether or
just
not
popped
you
into my
cared.
head. Like I'm gonna be driving to writing. I won't be reading while I'm driving,
Right.
but like riding to Disney, I'll be able to get started.
Yeah, so
So.
I'm so excited to chat with her. It's gonna be so much fun. Yay!
Yay!
Okay, time for a spiel.
We can do a spiel.
If you enjoyed this episode, please like, follow, and subscribe wherever you are listening to us. Follow us on social media. We are at The Incoherent Fangirl on all the things except Blue Sky, where we are at Incoherent Fangirl. I really hate that there is a limit to how long your
Especially
user.
when it's dot blue
Stop!
sky dot
Right?
hotmail dot gov dot
Stop!
ga dot
Ugh!
stop.
Ugh!
Take that off and let
Makes
us
me.
be the incoherent fangirl.
Please, please. That's so annoying. Ugh.
Maybe they'll fix it soon.
Fingers
Hopefully they'll
crossed.
see how insane that is.
It
That's too
really is.
much.
It is. Visit our website, theincoherentfangirl.com, where you can also stream all of our episodes as well as read our blog. You can subscribe to our Patreon for early access to podcast episodes a full 3 days early. Is that math correct? Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 4 days? Two, you know, get it on Tuesday instead of Friday.
There you go.
You can also get full video episodes and exclusive bonus content. And speaking of, I don't know, speaking of bonus content, it's not really bonus content, it's merch. You can head over to our merch shop, theincoherentfangirl.com/shop, to get some cute merch. I made Mandy add a pullover hoodie. So that's there. I'm very excited about
Yeah.
that. If you have any comments, questions, concerns, suggestions, design ideas you want to tell us that were pretty, we will accept all of that in our
We'll take
inbox,
it.
theincoherentfangirl@gmail.com. We love hearing from y'all. And of course, one last way to support the podcast is to rate and review wherever you're listening to us. Please give us your
Give
words.
us your words. We
We
love
love
words
words.
here. Even
Words
if
are
we
very
trip up
hard.
on
Yeah, we do.
them, we have to read them. We have to listen
Exactly.
to them. Just
Exactly.
speaking them sometimes is a little bit.
Just a little bit. Just a little. In my defense, English isn't my first language. So that's
it's I'm my going, first language.
I'm going with that.
In my defense, I listened to an audiobook at 0.3x speed for most of the day. So Josh was like, you got to go upstairs. You're giving me a heart attack. Because I just like, I didn't have my headphones on. I just had it playing on speaker. And he was like, you've got, please. I'm going to have a panic. You've got to get away from that. You got to get away from me. That is stressing me out.
Oh my God. That cracks me up. She is at Mandy Perv on all the things.
She's that Ms. Made in China on all the things.
And once you followed us on social media and you followed the podcast on social media, you can head over and do some self-care by visiting our internet besties. We love them and you will too. First up, you're going to head over to herecomesthenerd.com, get you some pins and artsy goodies. Use code FANGIRL to get 20% off your first order.
Then, once you've got those pins and artsy goodies, you're going to head over to onceuponabookclub.com. You can subscribe and get a monthly box. You can get some standalone items or, you know, any leftover boxes that they have, if you've heard of one that you really wanted to see, or if you want to try it before you subscribe. Now, we have two codes. You can only use one. They don't stack, but we love you no matter what, no matter which one you choose. So use either code Karen10 or Mandy10 for 10% off. Just make sure you spell Karen right, or you're going to have to walk the parapet at Bez Gaiath, and you're probably going to fall, and we're going to laugh.
Yeah. We'll have no pity. Sorry.
Sorry.
Once you've got your bookish goodies, you're going to head over and pick up some books from our friend Amber D. Lewis at amberdlewis.com. You're going to add 10 of everything to your cart. Use code FANGIRL10 and get 10% off that 10 of everything, which means one of everything is free. That math tracks. Pretty
mathematical.
Pretty sure that's correct.
I'm just saying, we're mathematicians here.
Exactly what she said.
And last but not least, you're going to go support the show husband. So you're going to go follow at Searchers Believe on everything and at The Paranormal Mind on everything. That's his paranormal investigation group and his podcast. The podcast is on a little bit of a hiatus, but hopefully it'll be coming back soon. If not, there's episodes you can listen to. There's plenty, and it's all spooky stuff. And yours truly is on quite a few of them.
Yes.
But even bigger than that, you're going to go follow at Stream Beacon TV on everything. That's a new streaming platform that's I can't say it anymore. It's your favorite paranormal, true crime, and horror content. And yeah, they've been filming a lot. He was filming last weekend, filming in a few weeks, all over the place. So if you go to streambeacontv.com and subscribe, use code FANGIRL10 to get 10% off of your subscription. And if you want some Searchers merch, you can go to searchersbelieve.com/shop and use code FANGIRL10 for 10% off. And the merch there, a lot of it was designed by yours truly again.
Yay.
So
hey. All the goodness. All the
FANGIRL10 goodness. Everywhere.
well, not everywhere.
No, I meant for the show husband.
Okay, so, I was like,
yeah, on both of the show husband's things, it's Fangirl 10.
That's fair. Yes, that is correct. Yes. And that was really the Fangirl. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.
We love y'all. Bye.
Bye.
We are sponsored by our friends at Here Comes the Nerd. Pins, stickers, magnets, and more. Here Comes the Nerd has happy art for all fandom-loving hearts. New customers can use coupon code FANGIRL during checkout for 20% off their first order at herecomesthenerd.com. Coupon applies to ready-to-ship items only.